But we can start.
Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from pharma segment. Before we move to other segments and also bring you the updates from stock markets. So over to Nitinjan now.
Thank you, Puratan. Good morning, everyone, to this very chilly and wet morning. Serum has sent doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia, which is its first export of Novavax shot through COVAX network. CPHI has awarded the first ever CPHI verified certificate to Made in Far, an international pharmaceutical manufacturer of prescription drugs, cosmetics, food supplements, and veterinary products. The new certification was given after a detailed evaluation by SGS, which is an inspection and certification company, spanning about 14 qualitative and quantitative criteria. CPHI verified a certification facility developed in partnership with SGS empowers pharmaceutical buyers with an established benchmark of legal, regulatory quality and brand pre-qualification compliance. And to end a short update today, Amrutanjan Healthcare has entered into direct-to-consumer channel with the exclusive launch of its first physical store in Chennai. The offline store will be an extension to the World of Amrutanjan e-commerce website. This is all for the day today. We wish you a good trading day and an improvement in the weather in the coming days to come. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. So we start by looking at the updates from the US market. So Dow Jones ended 460 points down. S&P was down by 53 points. NASDAQ ended 283 points in the negative territory. So the fear of Omicron virus keeps the markets on tenterhooks. US 30 futures was trading 250 points up and US 500 futures was trading 30 points up as we speak. On the FI and DI front, so FIs have sold shares worth 2,765 odd crores, whereas domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 3,467 odd crores. So this time the domestic institutional investors buying more than the FIIs. And however, DI FIs have been continuously selling in the cash market. For Nifty Index, key resistance level to watch out is 17,500 levels. Key support level to watch out is 16,500 levels. Max on call open interest, we are seeing at 18,000 followed by 17,000 levels. Call writing, we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 17,500 levels. Max on put open interest, we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 16,000 levels. Put writing, we are seeing at 17,100 followed by 17,200 levels. Max on pain, we are seeing at 17,300 levels. One needs to be careful. SGX Nifty was down by 100 points as we speak, and this could possibly build some pressure on the Nifty indices and the other Indian indices. On the bull deal front, IIFL Finance has so small cap world fund incorporation has acquired 1 crore equity shares in the company at rupees 300 per share. At the same time, Hamblin Watsa Investment Council Limited has sold about 1 crore 21 lakh 65,000 odd shares in the company at roughly the same price, that is 300 rupees. Moving on to segmental news, so automotive news first. Maruti Suzuki India produced 1,45,500 odd vehicles in November 2021. This was against 1,50 odd thousand vehicles produced in November of 2020. Tata Motors, which is the which is catching up to the sales and has been able to manage the microchip shortage, reported a sales of 62,190 odd units in November 2021. And this was up by 21% on a year-to-year basis. Tata Motor Electric Cars range recorded a four-fold sales growth to 1,751 units in November of 2021. And this is compared to 413 units sold in the same period last year. So good sales from electric car segment as well. Eicher Motors, so domestic sales of Eicher trucks and buses rose by 3.5% to 3,184 units, while total exports surged to 65% to 783 units on a year-on-year basis in November 21. Hero Motor Corp has reported a sharp decline of 40% in November sales to 349,000 units as against 591,000 units sold in November 2020. Exports, however, jumped to 35% on year-on-year basis to 20,531 units. Shares of the auto company Talbros Automotive Components has rallied almost about 10% to during a week or so. It is reported that Vijay Kedia, possibly one of the ace investors, possibly has bought shares in this company. Raymond has approved an 800 crore IPO for its subsidiary, which is JK Files and Engineering, which is on the automotive side of it. And so we need to see how this could possibly play out in the IPO market after the Paytm debacle, which has not been doing good since its listing. On the banking and financial side, so Federal Bank has been reaffirmed CRISIL A+1 rating by CRISIL. Obviously, this is to the bank's short-term fixed deposits and 12,000 crore of certificate of deposits. On the IT and ITS front, Infosys has announced the extension of its strategic collaboration with Proximus, which is Belgium's leading digital services and communication solutions, to digitally transform, develop, and maintain their IT applications with leading AI and automation solutions. Telecom and media news. So, Bharti Airtel, telecom major is in talks to acquire a majority stake in Dish India TV. And this deal will allow Bharti Airtel to access half of the country's satellite television business. And Vodafone Idea has allegedly restricted entry-level customers to port their mobile numbers from its network. This was filed by Jio in its complaint to trial. So we need to see how this fight could pan out between Vodafone and Jio. NDTV has signed an exclusive 10-year deal worth rupees 750 crore with Taboola, which is a global leader in powering content recommendations on the open web. The deal is said to be amongst the largest deals in APAC, and which is the APAC region, and to achieve the maximum revenue, the operations will be scaled up, and consideration marketing, they are also looking to realize targets, and this could possibly increase the expenses for NDTV Convergence, which remains one of India's only profitable online news companies. So we need to see how this deal could possibly pan out for NDTV. On the energy mineral commodity side, India Grid Trust, which is a consortium of subsidiaries IndiGrid 1 and IndiGrid 2, has received a letter of intent from RSC Power Development and Consultancy to establish transmission systems, and this is for evacuation of power from renewable projects in Usmanabad area, which is in Maharashtra near Solapur, and this is on build, own, operate, and maintain basis, which is also known as BOOM basis. Coal India has said that its production rose by about 4% on a year-on-year basis to 53.8 million tons for the period November 21, and this is compared to 51.7 million tons reported in November 2020. Reliance Power, so not a happy news coming from Reliance Power, so the firm has defaulted on payment of interest worth of 1.17 crore to DBS Bank India and 44 lakh to IDBI Bank on October 30th. 2021. This was said in the regulatory filings and also reported in the media reports. On the aviation shipping and logistics side, we have news from Mahindra Logistics first, where the company and the Logos, which is a leading APAC logistics specialist, have announced a long-term lease agreement for 1.4 million square feet of warehouse facilities. And the Logos Luhari Logistics Estate, this is based out of Delhi NCR. This is one of the largest, reported to be one of the largest lease agreements that have been done in the country so far. Rights, which is a government entity, has reported that the Ministry of Railways has informed Rights that a new line between Belgaum and Dharwad via Kittur, which is a new Shimoga Shikari Pura Rane Bennur line, and Tukmur Devangri via Chitranguda new line project will not be executed by the company which is RITES. So we need to see how this could pan out for RITES. On the consumer side, Nykaa, which is an Indian cosmetics to fashion retailer, has planned to more than triple its brick and mortar stores to 300. And founder and chief executive Falguni Nair has said this in an interview to Reuters. While declining to give any timeline for this rollout of 300 stores, she has said the company was targeting 100 cities initially, and then they will add about 84 retail outlets in its already operate and it outlets in its already operate as it already operates in about 40 cities. So we need to evaluate this statement and see how which all which area of or which zone of India could possibly see the concentration of Nykaa stores. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading safe trading day, trade rich and trade safe. Till then, stay safe. Thank you.